The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good Friday morning to you. No, it's not Good Friday, but it is a Friday, and it's good depending on where you are. We're in Central Time here at 1 minute after the hour of 11 a.m. And, of course, we have the Silver Botanicals deodorant back in stock. It's called Silver Shield. And, of course, it's in a spray, roll-on, and a refill. You spend $300, you get $20 off your order for Strauss Naturals, your North American Urban Spice, which when you go online to thepowermall.com, and you have to put the word "the" in there for those of you ordering, it automatically applies at checkout. And, of course, we have new T-shirts and mugs being added to the website very soon. And because of the fact that last week was a holiday, a lot of people took Wednesday through Friday off, and so dropship orders may be delayed a bit. Please be patient. Prayer request, you go to the community tab at thepowerhour.com, and it's there. We have newsletters at thepowerhour.com and thepowermall.com. You get to the tab when you get to the website. You click on that and sign up. That simple. And, of course, we thank all of the people that made donations this past month. Appreciate your continued support at thepowermall.com or thepowerhour.com when you shop the Partners tab or call to order at 877-817-9029. Proud partner is U.S. Coin Capital. They are a proud Power Hour partner. U.S. Coin Capital, Fred Deshefsky was on the show on Wednesday talking all about the economy, which, of course, we have new news about that. And, of course, if you or you want to put your own business on and advertise with the Power Hour, give us a call at the 877-817-9829. Email us at support at thepowerhour.com, and we'll see if we can't get you hooked up and get some business your way. John Richardson joining us in the next hour to discuss some health aspects. How to fix cancer, proven. We'll get to that. There's so much going on right now. I'm going to skip over world news. We got some very important things to discuss here. Late breaking headlines just delivered today. If you are an AT&T user, you use cloud, and you are connected to AT&T. One person has been arrested so far, but this just in. This is late breaking news. AT&T discovered a data breach involving an unauthorized download of data from a third-party cloud platform that affects nearly all of its customers. If you're an AT&T customer, I would be looking to go somewhere else. The telecommunications company said in the statement they had since launched an investigation and enlisted the help of cybersecurity experts to assess the breach's scope and nature. The company added they confirmed the data access point used to obtain the information had been secured, and AT&T is working with law enforcement. And, of course, they have to put out the usual gobbledygook about protecting your data is one of our top priorities. Yeah, right. Like you protected it now? The breach compromised records of calls and texts for nearly all AT&T cellular customers, as well as customers of mobile virtual network operators that use AT&T's wireless network, and AT&T landline customers who interacted with those cellular numbers. The affected period spans from May of 2022 to January of last year. and now they just found out about it. That means everybody's been playing around with your data. You know, Ma Bell didn't have kids. Remember that big divestiture way back when? You see how crazy things have gotten? We're talking about in late March, AT&T disclosed another data breach involving the leak of information from about 73 million current and former account holders. And you want to stay with these people? I mean, we're talking about passcodes, full names, email, home addresses, phone numbers, dates of birth, social security numbers. You realize this stuff gets sold, and next thing you know, you're a victim of identity theft. Anybody that saves their stuff on the cloud, you are asking for trouble. I mean, literally. More late breaking news in. Healthcare providers in the Portland, Oregon area. 2,400 patients should get blood tests because an anesthesiologist may have exposed them to HIV as well as hepatitis B and C in recent months. This is Providence Health recently learned. Yeah. Providence Portland Medical Center, Providence Willamette Falls Medical Center, and other non-Providence hospitals. The individual who was allegedly responsible is a physician previously employed by the Oregon Anesthesiology Group. The unnamed person is no longer employed by the Oregon Anesthesiology Group, and the company is no longer contracted by Providence. But in the meantime, they're all sitting there trying to calm the storm. We're talking about 2,200 plus patients who were seen at Providence Willamette Falls Medical Center. Two patients seen at Providence Portland Medical Center were also exposed. And of course, they'll test you at no cost. What happens though? See, HIV, that's human immunodeficiency virus. What are you going to do to get rid of it? I mean, this is what's in the jab. And you trust these people. You trust science. Wow. The D.C. government, you got to love this. They phrase it as the D.C. government. Lawyers for the District of Columbia have asked a federal district court to put a challenge on the capital city's ban on so-called assault weapons. Put a challenge on hold. Put it on hold. Don't, you know, Yezgier versus D.C., newly filed papers in that case would save legal resources because an appeals court will soon rule in another related challenge. Gun control supporters say the ban is a public-spirited safety measure. Yeah, right. Anything to take away your right to own a firearm, especially one like an AR-15 that can compete with our military, albeit military. See, here's what they don't understand about M16s. Because, see, here's people that are in Congress that are all self-serving lunatics. And what they're doing, they're going out and they're making all these laws and spending all your money, racking up a $35 trillion. Yeah, we're all saddled with that. We're hitting a $1.27 trillion budget this year, on track to reach $1.9 trillion. And, of course, the House failed yesterday to pass a $7 billion spending bill to fund part of the government for fiscal year 2025 after 10 Republicans said no. Why is that? Because they killed all the cost-saving amendments. Yeah. Tim Burchett from Tennessee, who voted against it, said, you know, everybody's trying to protect their little fiefdoms, it seems. Yeah. The country's approaching $35 trillion in debt, Matt Gaetz wrote. He was another one that said no. I voted against the legislative appropriations because we shouldn't proceed by increasing spending within our own house. Oh, we should be cutting spending for every entity in government and should be leading by example. Well, I hate to tell you this, Matt Gaetz, but what does this tell you about your grand old party? See, stop and think about this for a minute. You got Democrats that like to spend it. You got Republicans that like to spend it. And here is a $7 billion, with a B, spending measure. And where is this money going to go? To the legislature? Is it in the form of salaries? cost of living increases, perks and benefits. What's it going for? They really didn't explain it. See, here's the uniparty system rearing its ugly head again, folks. While the economy sucks wind. Oh, yeah. Pretty bad. Moving right along, there's some more important news you would need to understand. And what have we learned about political objectives from the George Allen Kelly case? Remember, he was the Nogales, Arizona resident, 75 years old. They tried to charge him with second-degree murder and aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Do you remember why that happened? Because Gabriel Quinn Butimea, 48 years old, dressed in camo, carrying a firearm, along with his buddies, crossed over the border illegally onto George Allen Kelly's property. And, of course, George Allen Kelly looked out the window as they were fixing lunch and went, uh-oh, these guys are trespassing. They're wearing camo. He grabbed his AK-47 semi-automatic rifle from a patio area. And, of course, the prosecutor said that he shot the victim and it struck the victim in the back from a distance of 116 yards. Oh, good shot. Except for one problem. There was no confirmation because he said that he shot over the heads of a group of illegal immigrants on his property as a warning. That's what he told investigators. Did he have an attorney present? No. Could he have said, you know what? I got Fifth Amendment rights. I'm not telling you anything. Figure it out. No, he didn't do that either. No, he thought he was doing all the right thing and he was going to be a good little American citizen. He was going to cough up the truth as he saw it. He was going to tell them the way things were, and this is what I saw, and this is everything. I'm going to rat myself out because I don't care about my Fifth Amendment rights to self-incrimination. No, I'm going to go, I think I'm doing the right thing. They was my property. And look where it got him. Do you realize how much legal bills this guy's got because of it? And, you know, what did I say about 92% of all convictions come out of the mouth of the accused? You know, what's your thoughts on this case? See, and here's the good news. The judge said, you prosecutors want to dismiss this without prejudice? That means you're going to come back in months later and decide you're going to charge him with something else? You couldn't find the bullet. Where's the physical evidence? There isn't any. So the judge said after 60 days, you know what? Since we have a mistrial and you guys can't seem to get off your butts and charge him with something that you can actually make stick, you don't have a case, and I'm dismissing it with prejudice. That means that George Allen Kelly does not get to be charged again with the killing of this illegal immigrant. They had to go down to Honduras to find Daniel Ramirez, their sole eyewitness, who entered the country illegally, who claimed he was with the victim when he died. How do we know? Ramirez didn't shoot the guy. And see, here's the thing about, you know, a jury couldn't convict the lesser included offenses of manslaughter, negligent homicide. This does not mean the prosecution couldn't charge Kelly with even a much lesser offense in the future based on Kelly's own admissions. What do we not understand about the Fifth Amendment? Kelly brought this on himself. One, what happened when he found the body? He called the cops. Why on earth would you do that?
Oh, because I thought he was doing the right thing. Duh.
Yeah, see, and this is what USCCA, we'll give you insurance. You know, it doesn't matter because they charge you unless you have stand your ground rights. And this is Arizona, by the way. where they don't care about your rights, where they like to steal elections. I mean, look at your governor, Katie Hobbs. What a ditzo brain. And this is what they do. So he calls the cops and tells them, I found a body on my property. And then he starts talking. I told you, 92% of all convictions come out of the mouth of the accused. Who told me that? A U.S. federal district court clerk. How do they know this, Bill? Because they read all the briefs and pleadings when they get filed. And all of the, they record all of the rulings. Yeah. So George Allen Kelly opened his mouth, told the cops, violated his own Fifth Amendment rights to self-incrimination, and they proceeded to play pin the tail on the donkey. Yeah, George Allen Kelly, I hope you learned your lesson. Now we can also, because of this, automatically assume that prosecutors who are politically motivated in this day and age, because you know about our weaponized system of justice here, are going to convict anybody they want to take away their Second Amendment rights and their rights to vote. Hey, look what happened to Trump. Like I said, you know, if it happened to him, it could happen to you. The cartels and or the governments are sending armed illegals across the border with intent to commit murder, rape, robbery, shoplifting. Oh, it's happening. It's happening. Just, you know, I don't even want to get into the headlines. I mean, if I did that, we'd be spending a whole hour state by state talking about who they've killed, raped, and pillaged and plundered. And see, here's the other thing. If we have to worry about being charged with a crime for defending ourselves, our property, and our right to quiet enjoyment, the Constitution of the United States is doomed. Now, you also have to assume this situation, if it occurred on your property, if your neighbors knew, they may rat you out. Well, you know how neighbors are these days. They think they're doing, you know, all of these HOA Karens out there. They all think they're doing the right thing by calling the cops and ratting you out, which pays to determine just how much of the Constitution your neighbors understand. And if you're living in an area where your neighbors are going to call the cops and rat you out for every little thing, maybe you don't need to be in that neighborhood. You know, they put a Biden sign in the front yard. You know you're in trouble. You can't do anything without worrying about them calling the FBI on you. I mean, what would happen if you moved the illegal immigrant and dumped him in your neighbor's yard and left the mess for them to find? And you called and says, hey, I saw the neighbor dumping a dead body on their property. You call them up and rat them out. How many of the Ten Commandments are we now violating because of illegal immigration? Well, let me see here. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not kill. Oh, but they got across the border and they're shoplifting. Thou shalt not steal. Yeah, I mean, come on. And we have a government here that basically worships Satan. Thou shalt not have any other gods before me. And our Congress is just letting these people do whatever they want, as long as it doesn't happen to them. You see, when they start coming after Congress people and their families, that's when things start changing. Yeah, you just wait. Got all these military-age Chinese illegals potentially being trained by our own U.S. government to show up on our doorsteps and kill all of us deplorables out there. How do you know that the Chinese government hasn't instructed them to take out all of Congress first? We don't know that, do we? Interesting how that works. I had to bring it up. Now, back to world news. We're talking about China. There was a rally in D.C. yesterday. Gee, I didn't see anybody get busted there. All these human rights organizations and people there, U.S. officials, all just gathered around the campfire to sing a little kumbaya, calling for an end to the Chinese Communist Party's 25-year-long persecution of Falun Gong. 25 years, quarter of a century, since the CCP began a sweeping campaign of repression targeting the spiritual practice that has been described as a genocide. Last month, the U.S. House of Representatives passed a bill calling for immediate end to the persecution of Falun Gong. It would also sanction those involved in the regime's forced organ harvesting. And why is that? Well, because they were doing it to people while they were still living. Some of them, they didn't even put them under. They just opened them up right there alive, strapped them down to a table, cut them open, and took their organs out right there while they were still breathing and screaming. Maybe they harvested some adrenochrome while they were at it. We got some real problems here, folks, because you know what? China doesn't give a rat's patootie about what our Congress does. Like I said, if China invades this country, I guarantee you the first people they're going to take out is the United States government. They're going to march on Washington and did what we should have done January 6th, and that's take every bloody one of those SOBs out. That's what they should have done, and they didn't do. But see, the SOBs, they turned around and they says, hey, this is an insurrection. You see how they pinned the tail on the donkey? Now who's the stupid one? That's why we had Jack Cashel on the show. You know, see, they're sitting there pontificating a lie, and Jack, very clearly, if you listened to the show yesterday, if you didn't, you need to go online and listen to it, because he interviewed a lot of the women that were there, and the name of the book is Ashley, so go figure. You know, there is enough evidence out there now to know that Ashley Babbitt did not survive. Neither did Roseanne Boyland. And Victoria White has a lawsuit against the United States government. So we already know this. So I don't know. You know, it really, at this point, if you're going to dwell on little things like that, it really doesn't matter. Does it affect you directly? No, what affects you directly is one of these illegals managing to lay their hands on some sort of a weapon and coming to your front door and assaulting you. And what a nice day for a home invasion. Hey, find the ones with the Biden signs. They'll just open the door and let you in. They'll probably sit there and applaud you while you're raping his wife. That's how stupid these people are. And like I said, Congress isn't going to do a damn thing about this until it happens to their family. Then all of a sudden, oh my God, the atrocity. Oh, this is so terrible. And God forbid, you know, like Congressman Massey from Kentucky, that you should dare speak out against Israel. All of a sudden his young wife is dead. Huh? How do you think that happened? Chinese military ships were spotted off the Aleutian Islands in Alaska, according to the Coast Guard, a couple of days ago. We're just now hearing about it. You see how long it takes information to get to we the people? Oh, the government knows all about it. Congress knows all about it. We're the last ones to find out. So if there's an EMP attack in this country and all of a sudden all of us are back in the dark ages, you'll be the first to find that out because nothing will work. Your cell phones won't work. Your computers won't work. The show won't work. Nothing will work. And unless you have some way of intercepting and you have shortwave radio put away in a bag somewhere where it didn't get zapped, you have no way of dialing outside the country to see whether or not we've been attacked. And all those little rats that sit there and continue to feed themselves at the trough, well, what are they doing? Hiding in their bunkers. You see, and this is the thing that the late Peter Vincent Pry talked about. The government's prepared and they're using your tax dollars to do it. Are you prepared? No, you're not prepared. Why? Because the government's not giving you anything. You have to go out and prepare yourself. You have to have a way to manually pump water out of the ground or have a water source that you can rely on. Spring-fed creek or a spring-fed pond or manual hand pump. I mean, you need something. Because, I mean, at some point in time, whatever generator you have that's running on propane or natural gas is going to run out. So, you know, what are you doing? We're just sitting around idly by twiddling our thumbs thinking that the government is going to rescue us. Wow. If you haven't gotten anything out of this show by now. Poland, by the way, has said it's preparing its military for a full-scale conflict. With who? Well, who else? Russia, Belarus. China's military kicked off exercises with Belarusian forces in the recent days, and that's why Poland all of a sudden says, well, I think we need to start preparing. So they're going to put about 9,000 within 48 hours, 6,000 now, 8,000 they want to increase it to, just in case. Landslides in Nepal have swept two buses into a river. 65 passengers are missing. That happened today. They're still looking for them. They haven't found the buses yet. In other interesting news, Joe Biden has mistakenly called Trump his vice president during a NATO press conference. Did you see it? Yep. The guy with the mental acuity of office furniture mistakenly confused VP Kamala Harris with former President Trump. Yep. My question is for you. How are you incorporating these developments into your decision to stay? And separately, what concerns do you have about Vice President Harris's ability to beat Donald Trump if she were on the ticket? A reporter asked Biden, and Biden said, look, I would have picked Vice President Trump to be vice president. Do I think she's not qualified to be president? Let's start there. That's the second gaffe in one day. Biden was at the NATO summit, and then he introduced Volodymyr Zelensky as President Putin. This guy has lost his marbles, and now he wants to spend $1.7 billion to modernize automobile manufacturing facilities to do what? Fuel cell vehicles, hybrid cars, and high-growth vehicle drivetrains. 20 Democrats now have stood up and said, hey, you need to quit. But see, here's the thing. Why is Biden wanting to give $2 billion to Government Motors and all these other ones? Fiat Chrysler? Oh, yeah, Fiat Chrysler. Harley Davidson, Volvo. Why does he want to give this money to them? Part of a grant program. Well, to save 15,000 jobs and 3,000 new positions, most of which are union, and maybe he'll get 18,000 new votes. That's why he's doing it, and he's using your tax dollars to screw with you. And because this guy is such a whack job, the House Oversight Committee is subpoenaing Biden's top handlers to find out exactly who's running the shift show up in Washington. Yeah, First Lady Jill Biden's top aide, Anthony Bernal, Deputy Chief of Staff Annie Tomasini, and Senior Advisor Ashley Williams, who the outlet described as low profile but very influential inside the White House. Yep. They want to know, you know, who's going to push the button if we're attacked at 11 o'clock at night?
Well, it's our team.
Yeah, really? So now the, Comer and Company, Oversight Chair from Kentucky, has subpoenaed all these people. They want to get to the bottom of who's actually running the show in Washington, because it's certainly obvious that the guy with mental acuity of an office furniture that likes to sniff hair and diddle Ashley in the shower. We're going to get to that diary one of these days. You watch. We'll talk about the economy after the break. We are here, by the way, at the break. And we'll take your phone calls after the break. These important words from the Power Hour and the Power Mall. Head in your direction. Please don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Jay from the Power Mall. I'm here to talk with you today about one of our most powerful products that does not get enough recognition. That product is Blockbuster All Clear by Good Health Naturally. Blockbuster is a blend of proteolytic enzymes and antioxidants, which combine serrapeptase and natokinase with digestive enzymes, antioxidants, pine bark extract, oh, and much more. The unique combination of these ingredients have been carefully selected to provide powerful support for a range of health conditions, with particular benefit to heart and cardiovascular. Kidney health is another area that benefits from targeted enzyme support, as there is a close link between cardiovascular system and kidney function. If you'd like to learn more about this powerful product, give me a call today, 877-817-9829. or visit thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take a Regaresp while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Urban Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and a Regaresp keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about a Regaresp in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of a Regaresp from North American Urban Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. A Regaresp, one of the great products from North American Urban Spice.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
In these uncertain times, with the threat of electromagnetic pulse, potential fallout from nuclear power plant disruptions, as well as direct exposure from electromagnetic frequencies from your home's smart meter and electrical circuitry, your life has become radioactive in more ways than one. That's why North American Urban Spice created Nuke Protect, which supports the thyroid and your adrenals with natural potassium iodide. With premium-sourced selenium and antioxidant support more potent than blueberries, Nuke Protect supports immune health with a blend of wild oregano, rosemary, cumin, Atlantic-sourced kelp, raw chaga powder, and wild rose coriaria. Nuke Protect is even safe for pets. You and your loved ones need to get prepared for this sad eventuality and stock at least 4 bottles of Nuke Protect for every member of your family. Get Nuke Protect today at thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time here, where we are in the hinterland of the nation. That's what you still want to call it. And it's Friday, of course. Now, phone lines are open at 844-769-2944 if you want to add anything to what we're talking about. We always have our usual spate of callers that like to dial us up. Brady, are you still there?
Yes, sir, Dave. How are you doing today?
Doing good. Yourself?
I'm doing great. Hey, did you see that debate yesterday? Or, well, it wasn't really a debate, but Biden's speech at NATO when he called them the Zelensky, President Putin. But other thing, you know, when he's whispering like that, doesn't it remind you of Joker on the Batman when he starts to whisper and that wicked looking smile? He looks just like the Joker.
You know, that's funny you should mention it. I have seen that smile. And I mean, it almost, you think that they just injected the guy with cyanide, you know, and it's like, oh, you know, wishful thinking. But see, here's, you know, you're right about that. He does kind of look like the Joker. He acts like the Joker. And maybe he is the Joker. I don't know. Maybe in his own mind he is. But, you know, Joker with a loose mind. He's a loose cannon is what he is. And the thing is the guy, like I said, if he's like Scarecrow, if he only had a brain.
One thing out here, I did see Greg Reese did a report on how long it takes for these invaders once they come across the border to get a social security card and a driver's license. Well,
four months.
Head the other day, it takes less than 90 days. So if Biden let in 30 million or so, at least 30 million that we know of last year or so, okay, they've already got their driver's license, and they already have their social security cards. So when you have all these idiots in Congress on the Republican side saying, we're going to make it mandatory that they show their ID and where their place of origin, they already have it. We're screwed. We're not going to win because these 30 million people have been entered into the Eric voting roll system. We are not going to win because nothing has been done since the last stolen election. Take Arizona, for example. You're still having electronic voting. You're still having ballot boxes. You're still having mail-in voting by the military. Nothing's changed. And if everybody just thinks Trump's going to cruise right in, we're going to have a big discrepancy when you see, like, the pillow guy, Mike Lindell, go look and do the computer analysis again, and they throw him in jail because nobody stopped that. All that fraud has not been stopped by Dominion software. It has gone on to this day.
Yep. I appreciate that. Thanks for your call. I got to stop you there. Yep. You got it all in there. And see, now here's one aspect Brady just brought up. All right. Now, many of you agree with that. Many of you look at what's going on and think that our country has gone to total caca, because I can't say the other word. You think that this is bad now and that it's going to get worse, and that he seemed to think there were 30 million people in the country. We were told 10. Maybe they lied to us about that, too. And now, yes, and Greg Reese did put that out because I saw that same posting, Brady. I get Greg Reese's stuff. I subscribe to his Substack page. Many of you do. I would like to invite him to come on the show regularly because Alex Jones, he reports for InfoWars, and I would like to hear him reporting for us because everything he does is relevant. And because InfoWars may get sold out of bankruptcy to somebody who's going to just, shut it down. Here's the thing you have to understand, because there's like 1.5 billion. George Soros could come in and buy up the entire studio and all of his assets to pay off Sandy Hook victims and tell Alex, bye-bye, and that's the end of it. Hey, trustee's going to sell it. They got to pay this. They got to pay the bankruptcy. I mean, you know, once it's all said and done, Alex gets to keep his house, and now he no longer has a network. All that money he put together. Now, is that going to shut him up? Maybe not. Is it going to incapacitate him for a while? Maybe. We don't know. But see, he's the one in bankruptcy, and the trustee's trying to sell off InfoWars, okay? Understand how that works. Now, you can call him, you know, a useful tool, controlled opposition, whatever you want to call him. I know the man personally. I've been on his show multiple times with multiple hosts. Like Joyce Riley, I helped some of his hosts with problems with their chains of titles. So I have a very close connection to the InfoWars studio and the people within it and people who used to be in it that are no longer in it. So, you know, my connections with that entity run deep. So I am not condemning InfoWars at all. Don't get it wrong. But I also do believe that a lot of the people that want this country to befall into socialism are members of the Republican Party. You can call them rhinos. You can call them whatever you want. But see, every time that they come up with some legislation, as an example, to find out who wants to ban guns, who wants to do this, who wants it, just like they did with the $7 billion spending bill, and 10 Republicans voted against it. Matt Gaetz, Sandy Biggs, Tim Burchett, Bob Good, Matt Rosendale. You know, they're the ones that voted to remove McCarthy. Andrew Clyde, Debbie Lesko, Ralph Norman, Keith Selt. All right. And because they killed all the cost-saving amendments. See, this is what they do. And who is in charge of the House of Representatives? Mike playing with this Johnson. They should call playing with his. It should be his middle name. Speaker Mike Johnson. Yep. Other GOP leadership that's involved in this thing want to give themselves all this money so they can continue to survive. Gee, I'm surprised that Lauren Boebert didn't vote for it. I didn't see her name in there anywhere. Huh. Like Tim Burchett said, everybody's trying to protect their little fiefdoms. So now we look at the election and what's happening. You know, Brady just gave you one aspect that a lot of you probably agree with. They think it's too late. We can't save it. Well, I know. I want to pause. I want to throw a couple of monkey wrenches in that idea for a minute. First monkey wrench. Where are all of these millions of illegal immigrants flocking to? Think about that. Blue state cities. Why? Because they've declared themselves as sanctuary cities. How many of these illegal immigrants are going to red states? How many of them are going to blue states? And between, and even with them giving them all this money, when you got signs in San Francisco saying, please keep your shoplifting to $950. Oh, man, the illegal immigrants are going to have a, that's a playground. No business is going to be sacred in San Francisco or any other place in a blue state city. This is what they've done. All right. So everybody's going to gravitate where they get the easy money. And here's New York. Yeah, go any place else, but our, we have 200,000 of you. We can't handle anymore, or whatever it is they got. You know, go somewhere else. Go to Martha's Vineyard. I'd like to drop 110,000 people in Martha's Vineyard right now and tell them I'll go camp out in Barack and Michelle's place, or Michael, or whatever he calls himself these days. This is what they should do. Take them and just drop them all off there. Let them live on that little island and see if they can exist without raping, pillaging, and plundering. You know, hey, time for a little home invasion. Hey, they're all libtards. They'll all love you. They'll probably open the door and let you in, right? No, that's not what they did the last time that Ron DeSantis sent, what was it, 50 people up there? Oh, they immediately called the governor and demanded the National Guard come and round these people up, and they put them in an encampment. Yep. So we know this is the monkey wrench. We already know that this is where they're going. We already know they're going to the blue state cities because that's where the easy money is. Now, what happens when the money runs out and these people can't take care of them? Then what? Rape, pillage, plunder, murder. Lather, rinse, repeat. That's what's going to happen. Now, we've got 4 months, a little less than, between now and November 5th. What are the people in the red states going to do? You know, come on, Dr. Seuss, one state, two state, red state, blue state. Come on, what are we going to do? What are the red states going to do? They're going to look into their voting. They're going to get local. They're going to talk to their, you know, make calls to the local election supervisors, the boards of elections, and find out, okay, what are we doing to fix this to make sure that illegals don't vote? You know, are you just going to accept the fact that they got a driver's license and they got a credit card and they got a debit card or whatever, and then they got, you know, Social Security numbers? Does that give them the right to come in and vote because they have valid ID? But they're not U.S. citizens. Think about that. How are you going to fix this? You want to know from the local people and see what kind of response you get. Because if you get that kind of deer in the headlight look, you know you're screwed. Then you can agree with Brady. But I look at this with some magnitude of hope that the blue states will be more affected than the red ones. And the red ones are going to do everything in their power to try to stop this nonsense. And maybe, maybe there will be enough people between now and election time that are going to talk to their own kind in their own language. And they're going to realize, hey, guess what? You probably had it better where you came from. And if you really don't like paying these high grocery prices, oh, I know, you just want to go shoplift your next basket of groceries. Yeah, don't worry. The supermarkets will feed you until they close down. Why do you think that Kroger and Albertsons are closing down all of their grocery stores in blue states mostly? Why do you think that is? Because you got people like Newsom, the idiot, and their California assembly that passes laws that allow you to steal $950 worth of stuff every time. Those are individual. You can walk out, I mean, $950 worth of groceries? Holy smokes. You could go in there and rip off a grocery store and supply an entire homeless encampment with food for a week and then have somebody else go do it. You see, they've opened themselves up to total pandemonium. Now, in the red states, you know, people are paying a little closer attention. They understand this. This is what's important. So, you know, Brady, I think, is half right when it comes to the blue states. But you see, the red states are looking at this going, no, we're not going to let you just come in here and register unless you can actually prove you are a U.S. citizen. And the way to do that is by saying, where's your birth certificate? Yep. You have to prove, were you born here? Just because you have a driver's license and Social Security card doesn't mean anything. Were you born here? Yeah. Gotta love it. Delta Airlines, by the way, reporting a drop in its earnings. Why is that? Summer outlook disappointing as industry flight glut drives down fares. Yep, Atlanta-based carrier kicked off an airline's earnings season marked by packed planes, but profits under pressure and increased capacity weighs on fares and costs rise. TSA said it screened more than 3 million people for the first time on Sunday at U.S. airports. Well, what would happen to these air carriers if everyone stopped traveling for a week? This is like boycotting the airlines. What would happen if they said, you know what? We're going to put our tickets on hold. We're not going to fly. We're not doing anything. And ground your planes for a week. Do you realize how many billions of dollars? I mean, all these TSA agents, we'd be standing around with their fingers up where the sun never shines, waiting for passengers that never show up. Imagine that. You think that'll happen? See, this is like wishful thinking, like all these that there are 30 million in here and they all have proof that they're U.S. citizens and they can vote. See, it'll only happen where they allow it to happen, which would be the blue states. I don't really believe in my heart that the red states or anyone in the blue states that is in a red area is going to let these illegals come in, declare they're U.S. citizens, and they get every right when they can't even speak a lick of English. Porque Huh? Sí. Are you a U.S. citizen? Sí. No habla español. No habla inglés. Sorry, I don't think you are. Now, see, if you try to register to be a voter and you're not a legitimate U.S. citizen, isn't that a felony? How many people do you think going to get busted for that? I thought so. Got an article on UN Cybercrime Convention, which is a blank check for surveillance abuses. Shell, by the way, is betting on liquefied natural gas boom now that they've exited the Russia deal. Got a tips on breeding chickens. Got that going on. Actress Shelley Duvall of The Shining and Popeye fame has passed away of diabetes at the age of 75. Las Vegas's Mirage is closing at the end of the month, but it's got, according to Nevada gaming policy, $1.6 million in prizes it has to give away before it closes its doors on July 17th. Oh, you don't have much time to get over there. The slot machines are lining up, man. They got $1.2 million in slot machine prizes and $400,000 at table games. And they're going to tear the whole thing down and turn it into Hard Rock Las Vegas. Again. Didn't they already have Hard Rock in Las Vegas? Sort of wonder about the Sin City. You know, what goes to Vegas stays in Vegas. So this is just, you know, it's insanity. And you have a president that can't get his act together. Makes mistakes. And now they want to fund all these auto manufacturers and give them hundreds of millions of dollars, not tens, hundreds of millions, to try to buy votes. That's why they're doing it right now. Is nobody recognizing this? Ingesting a half teaspoon of olive oil a day may protect your brain health. We have articles about how to know if the olive oil you're buying is actually good for you. And then, of course, you know, this journal of the American Medical Association analyzing the diet and health outcomes of more than 92,000 U.S. adults. And one of the things that it said in the article, after, you know, replacing even 1 teaspoon or 5 grams of margarine and mayonnaise with the same amount of olive oil a day, was linked to 8 to 14% reduced risk of death. See, do you know what's in margarine? Plastic. You can thank Dow Chemical for that. They're the ones who created it. And then, of course, white tea. We have a great article on that about what white tea is for. Now, no, that has nothing to do with white supremacy. It's the kind of tea. Stop calling it racist tea. It's white tea. It's packed with antioxidants. Helps combat oxidative stress and support overall health. Some studies have shown that white tea may reduce the risk of heart disease and improve insulin sensitivity, help with weight loss, and protect your teeth from bacteria. And why is that? Well, because Pfizer wants to come out with its own little once-a-day pill that you can take. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they hadn't gotten out of clinical trials yet, but boy, they want to make sure you get it. Probably got mRNA in it. The CDC, meanwhile, has reported nearly 250 cases of dengue fever, a virus spread by mosquitoes, in 3 northeastern U.S. states, New Jersey, New York, Massachusetts. 50 dengue cases have been reported in Pennsylvania, Maine, New Hampshire, Connecticut, Rhode Island, and Vermont in all so far in 2024, the last going into month number 7. All those cases, however, occurred in individuals who were traveling. Then they brought it back. The only other U.S. state with locally transmitted cases so far this year is Florida with 9. Puerto Rico's got more than 1,700. Why is that? Well, come on, it's perfectly obvious. Dengue fever transmission generally occurs in subtropical and tropical areas worldwide. So Puerto Rico would fit that bill, followed by Florida, especially the southern end, where it gets a little hotter and a little muggier. And oh, yeah, that's right, folks. They let them little skeeters out there butting everybody. Uh-huh. Yep. the Anopheles mosquito. Dengue. Wow. Gotta love it. And this is what, you know, I just watched a video today. It's rather interesting. If you think that America is not the greatest place on earth to live, we got a guy that came over here from England and became a U.S. citizen. And under good news, because after all, this is Friday. If you think America isn't the greatest place on earth to live, then watch the video of this guy that migrated over here from Britain and what his take is on it compared to Britain. And what, you know, he says Britain's going down the toilet right now and America still has meritocracy. And I'm like, okay. But he does say that we have some problems that we need to fix. You see, the good news is people coming over here, seeing what's going on after being in other countries, don't you think they've got 4 months right now to figure out exactly what's going on in America before the polls? So either A, they're not going to try to steal the vote. They're going to vote the right way, and they're going to go, look, I'm talking to my comrades here, and they're all saying in my native tongue that Biden is an idiot and he's fallen apart, and we're going to have 4 more years of inflation if I vote this way. So maybe I need to vote the other way. You see, don't worry. They got 4 months to wake up. John Richardson joins us at the top of the hour. We've covered all the news that's fit to print. In the meantime, we got important messages here from the Power Hour and Power Mall, which is now open, by the way. Stay with us.
Formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sarah enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.